It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, a potato is not just a potato anymore, either is an apple. Food engineers have genetically modified them, which means they've artificially manipulated their seeds, to produce their targeted agenda, which has the dollar signs attached to it. And I'm sorry to say it's not good news. Welcome to our kitchen, Melissa Diane Smith. She is an amazing expert on this issue, and she's with us to help sort out how, what, why, and how we ended up with GMO potatoes and apples in our grocery stores, and what we need to do to say no. Melissa, it is so great to have you in our kitchen, always is. Let's just start with, how did the FDA end up approving the sale of what we know not to be great GMO potatoes and apples in our stores?
Well, I mean, we really need to say approving lightly in quotes because the FDA actually doesn't conduct any tests on foods itself, but says it's the company's responsibility to ensure that foods at markets are safe. That's basically the United States policy. And, of course, companies that produce these newfangled foods simply want to sell as much of them as possible. So, you know, it's not really spelled out that much for us as consumers, but the United States government has a pro-GMO agenda, and that's because food and chemical companies have a big influence on what happens in our system. In many cases, former employees of biotech companies now have taken on positions at the EPA, USDA, and FDA, and they're making these types of decisions. So the decisions are favoring the industry rather than really looking at, you know, what is best for our health and our environment.
So they've gotten on the inside track of policy making for the government, and that's why they're getting what they want when they want. Now,
that's
I have a question about... It's like children, right? So I have a question about what drives them. Obviously, it's the bottom line, but is it less expensive? Is it cheaper for them to grow and market GMO foods than non-GMO, than what we would say now organic food or just naturally grown foods?
No, it's really not. It's like a company develops a product and they're trying to, you know, sell as much of it as possible, but we don't need... Like, for the example with these potatoes and apples, they're made using very new gene silencing techniques that reduce the formation of black spots from bruising in potatoes and make apples resistant to browning when cut or bruised. We simply don't need that. I mean, it does no benefit for consumers. And what's scary about these foods is food safety experts have repeatedly warned that we don't even know enough about the gene silencing techniques that are used to produce these to know what they might, you know, eventually do to us or to our environment. And like all GMOs, they haven't been adequately tested on humans. So allowing these foods onto the market really makes us, once again, guinea pigs in a massive feeding experiment for which we didn't give our consent. I mean, most people, when they realize that and learn that, they're furious about it, just like I am.
Yeah, me too.
And here's the tricky part, too. Because our labeling laws are so behind the times, there's no requirement to label. So are you telling me that now that the FDA has allowed, since we can't use the word approved, I agree with you, has allowed this to happen to our potatoes and apples, I don't know then if my apple and my potato is genetically modified or not, unless I can look for the non-GMO seal. Is that right?
Well, you're right that they are required to be labeled as genetically modified foods in this country. It's possible you might find a bag of potatoes that say reduced bruising and fewer black spots, that was spotted in a bag of potatoes being sold in Louisiana recently.
That makes it sound good, though.
Right, but it doesn't say it's genetically modified for sure,
yeah,
using gene silencing techniques. If you're buying potatoes and or apples loose, they likely wouldn't be labeled like that. They might be called eventually innate potatoes or Arctic apples. But, you know, the reality is probably when people are buying potatoes or apples loose, you wouldn't know. And that's what has everyone up in arms, that our foods aren't labeled, so we can't make an informed choice. But we know that these genetically modified potatoes have started to arrive in a few stores this summer. Apple trees take longer to grow than potatoes, but the genetically modified apples are estimated to start appearing on some grocery store shelves in small quantities next year. And I really think the best way to avoid both of them is to seek out potatoes and apples that are labeled USD organic. As I explained in Going Against GMOs, both apples and potatoes are listed on the Dirty Dozen list of produce items that have the highest amount of pesticide residues. So to protect your health, not just to avoid GMOs, but to limit your exposure to pesticides, make it a rule of thumb to buy organic, especially with these two particular produce items.
You know, people say, oh, organic, it's going to cost me a lot of money. First of all, I think the price has come down in organic apples. I've noticed that. There are some that you can get low. And there's some stores. There's some great stores. I'll put a plug in for Trader Joe's because I like to buy organic there. I tend to get some really good prices there. But you can look around and get some good prices. But the long-term cost of eating these foods that seem to be less expensive when you buy them, but will cause serious health challenges down the road, long and possibly even short term. Again, these have not been tested. So it's, for some reason, it's just been pushed through. And whereas when you have other drugs or other things that humans consume, they have to be tested 500,000 times on rats. But these GMO foods have not been determined to be good for you. And I see a lot of literature that says, boy, they are just not going to be great for us long term. So avoid the cost, the health costs that buying the GMO foods is going to end up facing you. And that's a really sad day when that happens. So, we just have to buy organic potatoes and apples, Melissa.
But I will just point out, you know, there are ways to buy organic on a budget, and in Going Against GMOs, I have a long list of tips on how to do that. So you can be smart about how you can get these better products.
Yeah, I have that.
Give
book.
Us one
I,
tip.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry,
We only have a minute left, but I want to leave everybody with some good news. So maybe give us just one tip on how to buy organic on a budget.
Just watch for the weekly ads at your favorite grocery stores. Literally every week they put different organic produce items on sale, and really plan what you're going to buy that week on what organic vegetables and fruits are on sale.
I like that. And make sure you budget for those items and do purchase them, because the more we purchase them, the better price will be. We can drive the prices down if we all demand that our food be better quality and be organic. Some of you might have noticed big retailers like Walmart now carry organic. We did that, us as consumers, by demanding that big stores also carry items we're looking for. We're helping farmers switch back to organic, switch back to conventional way of farming without all these pesticides, and reducing all our risk for cancer and different diseases. So vote with your wallet every time you go to the grocery store. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us and inspiring us. I want everybody to look for her book, Going Against GMOs, and that's on her website, melissadianesmith.com. Remember to visit us on radiomd.com for all our past episodes. You can listen to them there again and share with a friend too. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Stay well.